This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. At least 14 Maoists have been killed in a joint interstate operation in Chhattisgarh-Odisha border. Central Committee member of Naxalites Jairam alias Chalpati has also been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Additional Director General Naxal Operations of Chhattisgarh, Vivekanand Sinha, said that the operation was conducted in the border areas of Gariaban district of Chhattisgarh and Nuapara district of Odisha. Intermittent exchange of fire between the security forces and Maoists continued for more than 36 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded G20 Sherpa Amitabh Kant for his book on the country's G20 presidency titled How India Scaled Mount G20. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that the book gives a lucid perspective on efforts to further human-centric development in pursuit of a better planet. Earlier, Mr. Kant presented his book to the Prime Minister. US President Donald Trump has signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Mr. Trump signed an order seeking to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of people not in the country legally, as well as those in the country legally but only temporarily, such as tourists, students and those on work visas. Agencies have been given 30 days to implement the order. It says for a child born in the US to gain citizenship, at least one parent must be a US citizen, a legal permanent resident, green card holder or a member of the US military. In one of the major orders, President Trump directed to withdraw from the World Health Organization. In his order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. He accused the WHO of being biased towards China in how it issued guidance during the outbreak. Mr. Trump also signed an order to begin the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. He also invoked emergency powers to expand U.S. energy production by reversing climate-related policies and facilitating oil, gas and mining activities. Indian Railways have made robust arrangements to cater to the large rush of devotees and pilgrims who want to attend the Mahakumbh at Prayagraj on the occasion of Mouni Amavasya on 29th of this month. Railways will run over 150 special trains on the day of Mouni Amavasya from various railway stations of Prayagraj region to facilitate devotees and pilgrims to reach their destinations. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and his ministers will hold a special cabinet meeting in Prayagraj tomorrow. All 54 ministers of the Uttar Pradesh cabinet have been invited to this meeting, which is expected to approve several significant proposals and schemes for the state. Following the meeting, the chief minister along with the entire cabinet will take the holy dip in the sacred waters of the Triveni Sangam. The cabinet meeting will be held at the Triveni Sankul in Arel starting at 12 noon. The location was changed to avoid inconvenience to pilgrims visiting the Sangam. Initially, the meeting was planned at the Mela Authority Auditorium, but concerns over VIP security disrupting pilgrims' movement led to the shift in venue. At least 66 people were killed and 51 others injured in a fire at a hotel at a ski resort in northwestern Turkey this morning. Authorities evacuated around 230 guests from the hotel. Turkish Interior Minister Ali Aryakal said the blaze broke out in the restaurant of the 12-storey Grand Kartal Hotel in the mountaintop resort of Kartalkaya. Turkish Justice Minister Yılmaz Tunç has appointed 6 prosecutors to lead an investigation into the fire, the exact cause of which remains unclear. In the women's section of the Hockey India League, Odisha Warriors defeated JSW Surma Hockey Club 2-0 in Ranchi this evening. In men's section, UP Rudras are currently facing Team Gona Sika in Rourkela. And that is the end of this news bulletin.